spanning an outside wall of City Hall in downtown Juneau, there's a 10.5 by 61 foot mural called Raven Discovering Mankind in a Clamshell. It shows Raven opening a clamshell and releasing a man. Around it, there's Alaska Native clan symbols like the bear, the frog, the eagle, the orca, and the wolf. A vibrant blue and cloudy sky fills the background. It's one of the first things cruise ship passengers see, and KTOO listener Shirley Dean says it's one of her favorite pieces of art in Juneau.
It just brings me delight with the colors and the whole image of the beginning. And it just brings me peace and joy because in the winters, as you know, when it's really dark and gray and rainy, those colors just make me happy.
During the local election last fall, Dean wondered what would happen to the mural if voters approved the city's plan to build a new city hall. That ballot measure failed, but the city still plans to move its staff to a new location one day. Dean asked KTOO to find out what would happen to the building and mural if that happened.
You know, I don't know how they can do it, but if we can put people on the moon, I think we could preserve an art piece.
So first, some history. The mural was painted in 1986 by then-local artist Bill C. Ray. Now, nearly four decades later, it's showing its age. Paint is chipping and colors are fading. When I reached out to him to talk about the mural, he declined an interview. But in old newspaper articles, Ray said the mural was inspired by a carving by the late Bill Reed, a renowned Haida artist from British Columbia. It tells the Haida legend of how man came to be. Ray's not Alaskan native, but in the article, he explains the legend like this. Raven was flying around and landed on a beach to dine on some shellfish. He had his fill and then was just about to take off when he saw a giant clam under the sand. He dug it out, popped it open, and squirming inside was man. Gary Wade was the model for the man, and recently we met in front of the mural.
Gary?
Hi.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Clarice. It's so great to finally meet you in person.
Wade is Tlingit and Haida and has lived in Juneau his whole life. He's 78 now, so he was in his 30s when Ray painted him.
Well, yeah, early 30s, just got the acting career going. That was quite the time.
Standing next to the mural now, Wade looks different. His hair is short and white instead of black and flowing, and he looks like he's seen some things since popping out of that clamshell. Wade says if he had known back then how iconic the piece would become in Juneau, he would have made a few requests.
Boy, I should have had residuals in some way or another on this stuff. Somehow.
Though he frequents downtown and drives past City Hall often enough, Wade has an interesting relationship with the mural. He doesn't like to look at it.
It's like being in a movie or in a play that gets recorded. Don't really like watching oneself do the thing.
But he says the mural serves an important purpose. When he was young, public art depicting Alaska Native culture wasn't common like it is today. He says he isn't attached to the mural itself so much as its ability to share his culture through the story it tells.
We got the story from the elders. Tell this story to as many people as you can and pass it on. So any which way that the story gets passed on, I'm all for it.
He says he really doesn't care so much if the mural is preserved or destroyed, as long as something similar takes its place. But what will happen to City Hall and the mural is still unclear.
Where we are going to eventually end up moving downtown employees is a question that's still up in the air.
That's city manager Katie Kester. She says she's in the middle of negotiating a lease for two floors of the Michael J. Burns Building downtown, which houses the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. The city has been trying to figure out a long-term plan for staff after Juneau voters rejected two separate bond proposals for a new city hall. Right now, fewer than half of the city's employees work at City Hall, which has issues like cracking walls, leaking ceilings, and asbestos in the carpet. The rest of the employees work in rented office spaces in other buildings. So, if City Hall does get emptied out, the Juneau Assembly will decide what happens to the building. Kester says the city had a photographer take high-quality photos of the mural in 2011. Potentially, those could help recreate the piece in the future.
I do think there is a real desire to preserve that iconic piece of Juneau. I mean, every photograph. In fact, I was walking over here and people were taking pictures of that mural. So it's really come to represent Juneau, and it's just a beautiful story and a beautiful piece.
So for now, the mural will continue to greet visitors of Juneau, and Wade will just keep having to drive past his big face downtown. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.